Time now for Your Say. Today, fashion and art, in response to our interview with the fashion commentator Valerie Steele. Mary comments, "The mix between fashion and art in museum and art gallery contexts is a little more complex than fashion designers wanting to be seen as artists. Some fashion designers were always artists using fashion as their medium, but there was no other platform to show their work other than the fashion world. With the acceptance of fashion as valid, not frivolous, museums are possibly changing this." And Dion Boma has an interesting observation on this subject, which you can read online. And while on fashion, Miranda writes in response to our trends guest, Professor Mario Marni from UTS in Sydney. "Your academic expert on modern fibres really got my attention when she spoke of the lapis lazuli incorporated into Barack Obama's beautiful suit. I was fascinated by her claims about the health benefits for the wearer of lapis lazuli, including its effect on the spine." Miranda has asked for more on this, and so we asked Mario Marni for some insight. Here's her answer. "It is said that this stone, lapis lazuli, has a beneficial effect on the immune system. The first Romans believed that the stone had certain aphrodisiac properties, and both Greeks and Romans used it to reward acts of bravery and courage. However, there is no scientific evidence or detail of how it affects the body that I have been able to find or that the textile manufacturers could show me. So what we do have is a beautiful stone with a long history of people that believe in its medicinal properties and an intriguing contemporary luxury fabric that brings the old and new together." And that's Your Say for today.